yes, the Anzac coins. If you've got one of these, check the year. One of the years they made a ton, and the other years they didn't make as many. So here's a recent selling price range on the 15s and 16s. $3 to $15, $2 to $12, and similar sort of prices for the 17s and 18s. So these coins were made in 2014, 2015, 16, 17, and 18 to coincide with 100 years since Australians fought for the Anzacs. So the Anzac, Australian New Zealand Army Corps. This coin is on the end of this roll, which is interesting. I like that. So I'm going to get this one out. We'll check which year it is. So yeah, on the coin value list here, you see the 2015, 16 Anzacs, and then jump down to 17 and 18. So if you're interested in those coin value lists, available through the link in my account by clicking my profile picture and the link below the Australian flag. Let's get this one out, see which year it is. Now they made 22 million of the 2014. So they're the most likely option. There we go. Look at the year right there. So 2014. So that's what usually happens. But if I found one, I found a 2016 just the other day. So I was pretty pumped with that. Put it into the collection. So any of those years that aren't, oh, these ones here, check these. This one's in relatively good condition, isn't it? So what is this? 1903. You can get a little bit of extra metal through the grooves in these coins, bit of an error, but I can't see now that one. I'll let that one go. It did look pretty nice though, didn't it? Maybe I'll come back to that. All right, checking for little errors like the Spuru, the backpack, the rabbit ears, metal down the side of the big kangaroo over here. So lots of different things to look for. Maybe I'll get in a little bit tighter so we can see very easily those sorts of things. The APEC coin, they made a fair few of these, so I let those go unless they're in really good condition. Slightly lower mintage, the 2005s. If they're in good condition, what do we got price-wise on these? $2.50 to $13. I'll put it aside. Yeah, why not? 2008, 2006. All right, about halfway through on this one. Oh, the third coin down, so it looks a little bit fresher. I wonder if it's something interesting. Oh, it is. So there you go. Can you spot anything on this coin that's a bit different from the usual? So just grab my little pointer. We've got a little S in the square underneath the kangaroo. That's not usually there. And over here, that's a little 35. It's a bit hard to make out under this magnification. I'll go in as close as I can, but it's probably, oh, you can start to see it there, 35. So 35 years since Australia started making $1 coins in 1984. So this is a 2019 coin. And these coins either have an A, a U, or an S under the large kangaroo. So for Oz, AUS. And a recent selling price range on them, $2.25 to $8. So there you go, that's the S version. Ooh, pretty dirty that one. Can't even make out the date. Looks like probably 1985. And it would be a 1985 because it's got that blackish sort of ring there. It's quite common, that blackish ring. I'm not 100% sure what causes it, but very common on the 1985. It's not really a minting error. It's sort of, I'm not sure if it's the rolling process that the machine that sort of rolls the coins that sort of did that, or maybe something to do with, packing them up or something like that. I'm not too sure. But 1984, that's the first year of the $1 coins. 1984, before that, the paper banknotes, they're pretty cool, the $1 notes. Good luck with your searches, everyone.